One of the most exciting new plays I've seen in a long time features a single man on a minimal set just talking. It's called Tom Paine. It's by a playwright named Will Eno, and this Tom Paine isn't any relation to the 18th century revolutionary, although the truth is we can't really tell much for sure about this guy on the stage. He's constantly revising his opinions and his portrayal of himself. But Tom is a witty guy, and his morbid humor and quirky charm keep us with him as he explores some of the darker and lonelier corners of the soul. Will Eno, who wrote Tom Paine, and James Urbaniak, the actor who inhabits the role, both join me here in Studio 360. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Now, before we talk, I would like you, James, to give our listeners a sense of the play, if you would, if you could start out with a bit of the performance as
sure.
Tom Paine.
I'm looking out at the audience, and I say, what a nice crowd. I see no difference, really, in a world filled with difference, sickening, disheartening difference, I see none between the you and the me. You all seem so wonderful, and I seem so wonderful, and so I make no distinction. I see no separation, no unbridgeable distance between us, wonderful us, or none worth remarking, since the thought of you disgusts me so much. The thought of you doesn't disgust me that much. In fact, you're all so wonderful, I'd like to take you home. Leave you there and then go somewhere else. No, seriously, the truth? I don't care either way. That's not true. I do care. Either way. I'm the type of person you might not hear from for some time, but then suddenly one day, bang, you'd never hear from me again. We're all roughly this way, yes? Roughly?
Very nicely done. James, you begin as this kind of charming master of ceremonies character, and that kind of self-confident facade begins showing cracks and then some. Even though he's playing one character, various sides of a persona from strong to weak to pathetic to charming come out in the course of the hour.
It's a beautifully written and wonderfully structured play. And actually, although at first glance it appears to be the character seems to be rather confusing, he loses his place, he appears to be a man having a breakdown through the course of the evening, especially as an actor especially, but I think for the audience as well, one realizes it's actually a rather traditionally structured play. At the end, he sort of brushes himself off and he's a different person than he was at the beginning. The character appears to be sort of lost in a kind of random state. But the writing is far from random. It's actually very precise and really quite traditionally structured, I think, in a way.
Does it spoil you, do you think, for doing ensemble pieces?
Well, I think it spoils me for the future of my acting career. I think, you know, when you work on something that you're really proud of and the material is so exciting.
And the New York Times says this is the greatest play of the decade.
Those experiences are few and far between in show business.
Will, do you find that your temperament as a person who is willing to spend hours and hours a day alone in a room making things up and writing lines suits what you do, or would you rather be out actually with actors putting the play up?
I like being alone and writing, and I've sort of lucked out in that way, I think. I just had read something, Howard Barker, the English dramatist, and he wrote a great little bit about why it happens in the dark, why do plays happen in the dark, and it's sort of a revision of what I think what we most tend to believe, which is that we're all together. When we turn off the lights, we're all this community sitting together and united in the darkness. But his point was that, in fact, we are all sitting separately, suffering alone in the darkness. And it is something that I tried to enable, in a way, with this play, is just to help people feel alone. It sounds sort of crazy, but I would hope that an audience member might feel one's difference, feel one's separation, if not loneliness, if not solitude, but at least just the physical separation from people.
Do you wish that you had James's ability as a performer to be able just to write the words and get up there and do it yourself and do it all?
I guess I do wish that, but I don't have that, so I'm happy to.
The next best thing is having this guy who does it really well.
It's very nice. I'd said somewhere before once, I sort of feel like the shyer, pimplier kid in high school who keeps saying to his braver, more outgoing buddy, hey, go over and do that. Go say this to that guy and go push him down the stairs and trip that guy. And it's a very nice feeling to sit. I watch from up in the booth there, and it's a sort of sneaky feeling to be having put this in motion.
Trust me, there are people out there who don't love you, who don't love you enough to spit on your little hopes, so as to leave you all alone, respectfully and truly alone, with your larger ones, your larger hopes, which are what? Sir, care to share your larger hopes with us? No? That's fine, I understand. I don't want to jinx anything, or have nothing to jinx, or can't feel hope, or don't like sharing. Oh, the varieties of experience. Feel free to feel anything. Religious ecstasy, anarchy, chivalry, physical things, nothing, blood, your neighbor, that stranger you married. What possibilities we all have here. Ways and means to live and die. Cancer, for example, or depression. Political intrigue, anxiety, insecurity, holes in your knowledge, spots on your lungs, total oblivion, more, financial crisis. Outer space, inner peace, shame, lust, war, me, hate, you, hate, words, love, nothing more, migraine, you, God, the things you may be feeling, the list goes on. Then the list ends.
James Urbaniak, Will Eno, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Will Eno's play, Tom Paine, starring James Urbaniak, is running through the summer at the DR2 Theater in New York City. I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360, and Jonathan Lethem is here with me today. We're talking about solitude.